Yo, 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 what's up all you burner stoners and potheads? This is Weedman 420 with the Weedman 420 Chronicles. How are all you vipers doing out there, Mrs. Weedman?
Mr. Weedman.
How the hell are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fucking fantastic. Do you want to know why?
Why?
It is our 420 episode, our five-year anniversary, and our 200th episode all in one.
All in one.
And we have a special surprise for everybody out there. I brought back the old crew, the original Weedman 420 Chronicles crew. Shoddy,
yeah.
The producer, say hello.
Hello.
Polly.
Hello.
T the Tech.
I'm Beak.
And in replacement of Dav Boy, because he's doing his back alley deal, we have Yuki sitting in today for Dav Boy. Yuki, say hello to the world.
Woof, woof.
We are super stoked because it's our five-year anniversary, and I brought back the old crew to tell the story. But before we tell the story, we're going to get stoned. Ready? We have some weed sponsors, and I'd like to thank our first weed sponsor, Mr. Ralph Wiley. Thank you so much, and we're smoking Orange Push Pop, a strain grown by them. So I'm going to light this up, and we're all going to get a little toki-boki here, right, for our five-year anniversary. Let's do this.
Toki-boki.
Mm-hmm. Toki-boki. Maybe I should
have. You ever been toki-boki before?
I think
that's
so.
That's a new one to me, brother.
We're getting toki-boki today.
Maybe I guess I just didn't realize we were smoking. I could have just not took that mint.
Took that
mint. And the mint. It was a pill. It was a pill.
You do what I do.
Shoddy, our I can't say Shoddy. I just have to say Sam, our producer. Shoddy.
Shoddy, the producer.
Shorty.
Been producing for us for 5 years now.
Wow.
200 episodes on the Weedman 420 Chronicles and 53 episodes for the Grow Hour.
Yeah, really.
Shoddy.
We're not counting those.
We put you in the work.
Yeah.
We put the work in.
But it's been great. I've loved doing this for, I can't believe, 5 years. That's kind of crazy.
You were all youngins back then when I had you first do this show with me.
All youngins? Yeah.
Youngins.
Still are.
You're still youngins, but almost 30 yet.
Me and Paul were pretty fresh. That was
yes,
like right in the beginning.
Pretty fresh. Pretty fresh. So what's been going on? Shoddy? Producing for us. I love you. I appreciate you. Polly, out there gardening the world, saving the trees.
I don't know about that, but trying.
Polly's going to smoke.
What? No, I'm passing.
Oh, passing. Polly's on
Polly's
on a TB break. And we also have a special guest, too. He's going to come on here in a minute. Mr. G's in the house. Mr. G. How you doing, brother? Good to have you back for 4 years in a row for the Weedman 420 Chronicles 420 show. Appreciate you coming by and smoking with us and having a smoke sesh.
Happy to be chilling in the background.
I love it. For now.
Surprise, you put up with him for 4 years.
You've been put up with me for
I'm
a lot longer
a
than that.
In the spirit of 420, I'm going to have my first little toke in
keep it light.
Over a month.
Keep
oh,
it light.
Yeah.
Keep
Ooh.
It light. You
keep
you
it
called
light.
It a tea tolerance break.
Yeah,
it's the longest tolerance break ever, probably.
Yummy.
For me, then.
Oh,
it,
for
it
oh that's
a
good.
Long one for Polly here.
It's not a tolerance.
It's a forever break.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, we got high recently.
It's an I'm scared to get high in public break.
Yeah. We played a Portal recently, Portal 2, and we found out that we were just stuck on a level and we were just high and silly. And got through it. It was a funny moment. We were like, oh.
I think Polly just has not explored enough strains of cannabis to find the magical one. No. I feel like, but he's not really interested in finding it.
But, when we did
but you'll like it when you find it.
I don't think it's that.
When we did the show together, those first six episodes, and when we used to hang out in the basement talking about the Weedman 420 Chronicles, you and Dav Boy used to concoct some great fruit salads. Strains. One of your favorites was the Vanilla Kush and Skywalker OG. What'd you call that?
I don't remember.
Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky?
Yeah.
Always tease, always
good.
Got the memory.
Yeah, straight.
We would get high
it's
down.
Just at home. Yeah. It's just at home, though, is it? If I do it, and that's
yeah,
rarely.
Yeah,
I probably,
yeah.
This year, I've probably gotten high twice. Yeah, it's
thank you, Mr. G. Appreciate you.
Twice.
I just remember start of the podcast being down here playing Super Smash Brothers, and then, you know, after about an hour or two, little Polly would be slumped, elbows on the table, head in his arms.
The best.
And then later he'd be laying in like the upright fetal position, watching with his butt up in the air. Yeah.
But the best was the destruction of all the candy you all would eat in his basement.
5-pound bag of Sour Patch Kids gone in an hour.
But the fruity piles that would pile up.
The wrappers
of fruities were amazing. So I appreciate the three of you coming back for this more than you absolutely know, and I'll give you my thanks at the end. But let's talk about how this all started, right? I remember we were sitting down here, probably smoking Vanilla Kush and Skywalker OG, and I said to the four of you, let's start an Instagram, and we'll call it Weed Man, because everyone would call me Weed Man. And because of the company I worked for, we would always bring edibles, and they started calling me Weed Man. And then we said, why don't we call it Weed Man 420? And I'm like, that's a great idea. We added the 420 to it. And then Paulie said, why don't we call it the Weed Man 420 Chronicles? Because we were trying to come up with names.
And well, that's because Dawboy still is into comics.
Yes.
So it was behind the idea of turning it into an action hero, a weed hero, getting a comic book made up of it.
Yes. I forgot he actually drew up a couple pilots.
Yes, and then we went out. I'll never forget. It was 2018. It was Halloween 2018, and it was our first photo shoot. We went to 64 Creative downtown, and we went to his studio. Thank you. He's done all of our logos and stuff. He's been great. And we went to his studio and we dressed in the costume and we did a whole filming going up to the studio, me in just regular plain clothes. And then we got into the costume, took pictures, and then we went out to the bridge and to the canals, and we went up on top of the bridge, and we went to where the guys make the bridge go up, and there were stairs there, and we lit smoke bombs, and there was guys sitting in the window across going, I didn't even know who they were. Weed Man, we love you. And I'm like, I love you back. Remember that? And we're smoking doinks the whole time, getting high, and I was on the scooter, riding around on the scooter. That day was so much fun, and the four of us that put that all together was something special. And that was the start of Weed Man 420 Chronicles in Halloween of 2018, when we launched probably a couple days later. You put the video together, didn't you, Shoddy?
Yeah.
You put that original video, the launch video, out. And I'll never forget me on the scooter going down the street going, Weed Man 420 to the rescue at the end of that video.
You should wear the costume more often. Why don't you break that out?
Ask Mrs. Weed Man.
Well, it was more along the lines of when you wore the costume. It was before everything was legal. The right. Illinois market wasn't legal yet. So the costume was more intended as like an undercover. And then as things became more legal, like layers of the costume came off. And now that we're legal market, there's really not a need for the costume, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
He wants to wear it all the time.
Oh, I wear it everywhere we went.
If it was up to Mr. Weedman, he'd wear that daily.
It was just like the looks that we got that day. We're just like,
I'm going to send you to the grocery store in the costume.
I'd wear it.
You would. I know you would.
I wore it in the dispensary one time, remember? No. I should show up at dispensaries with that. It'd be nuts. We should. We'd build a great following with that. But the second, my favorite time when we went out was when we went to the Bean. And we had people, we tried to go to the courthouse. But it was closed that day because it was a holiday. So then we went to the Bean and it had the sign legalized in the costume. How many people came up to us and took pictures of us that day?
Yeah, you got a couple.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. So that was like, and then Paulie and I did a bunch of work together for like a year. Pictures and our Instagram built. And the pictures that you did with all the weed and the nugs and then the pictures of me. Fucking amazing. So thank you, my son.
You took a lot of great photos.
You helped build the Weed Man 420 Chronicles to where we and then you got it hacked. And then I got hacked. Yeah. It sucked.
All that hard work.
Trust me, ask Mrs. Weed Man. I was heartbroken. I literally wanted to quit the whole thing.
It was literally like he was the only person in the world that had their Instagram taken away. It was hard. I know, you were devastated. You really were.
That work I did with my son.
I know.
It wasn't like it was a stranger taking or doing it myself. That he put a lot of time and effort into that. and thought process for him to be creative.
When you lost it, like, you can't even access your old
I think the first time I lost it and they gave it back to me, they sent me all the pictures, but I don't know if I downloaded them or not. So I got to look into it.
I should have.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, but I have a lot of the pictures.
Right. So just the point was, it was so much fun doing it as a family, you know? And then we started the podcast.
Wait, but first, T was making fun of Mr. Weedman when that all happened.
And his response is just, please leave me alone.
It was so dejected.
He will never live this down. Eternal.
I remember getting the text from you, how the fuck did you do this again? I'm like, just leave me alone.
Yeah, because it had happened before, and I gave him, you know, the technician's got to give security advice. Right. Change your passwords, don't give it out, blah, 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 and then it happens again, and permanently lost the account.
I was upset. I was literally like, Mrs. Weeman had to talk me off the ledge.
I was upset too.
Put it that way. And all that work and all that time. I remember when you guys built the igloo out back. You, Dot Boy, and T. It was freezing. You guys had so much fun doing it stoned. And then I went out there in the costume and with pictures. It was just what we did that year before we started the show. I want to thank you all for just starting the Chronicles and helping me, who was very non-creative, put stuff out there, content that was fun, that we were all enjoying, laughing, getting high, doing it. It was fun. And then one stony blowing night, Mr. Weeman said, why don't we start a podcast? And you all looked at me like, what? I'm like, let's start a weed podcast together. We can do it. And for like 3 months, I was trying to get this show put together. I didn't know anything about podcasts. Not a fucking thing. I didn't even listen to them. I just thought it'd be cool to do one with my family, you know? And I remember this. Mrs. Weeman goes, you do you. This is all you. Didn't want no part of it. Nothing. Not even like a, not even, oh, that's a great idea. You do you. So we sit down here. We put the show together. Shawty was going to be our producer, right?
Yep.
Pauly was going to do content creation and help me. T was going to be our tech. And Dove Boy was going to get all the weed and do all the underground back alley deals, right? And we had a lot of ideas. And we put our first introduction show together. And it was crazy how we did it. And it was a lot of like banter back and forth and doing bong rips, because we used to call it the god of bongs, Rick and Morty bong. We all worshiped the Rick and Morty bong. Remember that? This was like the first six episodes. We smoke out of the Rick and Morty bong. And we had our first guest, David Silverson from Canada. He's a journalist. And I was talking about it on our other show. That episode was a good episode, but the recording sucked because he called in on our phone and we held the phone next to the microphone the whole time. But he was a good guest. It was our first. I never interviewed anybody except for interviewing, like hiring somebody. I never did an interview before on a podcast. I didn't even read up on like how to do one. We just did it.
Yeah.
Those first six episodes.
I read up a little bit.
You helped me.
I did though.
What I did was just put the show together. I said, here's the content that we all need to do. And you told me what equipment to buy. You four help me learn. Because I said, I'm not going to read. You just have to explain to me what to do. I knew how to talk in a mic, and I knew how to put an outline together. I did that. T got the equipment with Shawty. Dog Boy got the weed. And Pauly helped put the content together and made us learn how to do a show. That's how I learned how it started.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
100%. Yeah.
It came together.
It did.
Yeah. Because you were doing regular shows.
We started doing once a month.
Yeah.
Once a month, we did a show. And we got some, all of a sudden we were getting some likes and some listens. I was like, what the fuck? Really? There's people listening to us. Like 20 downloads. I'm like, hey, we got some, but people listening. This is great.
It was not frequent enough for the world of content.
No.
Yeah.
Asking me for the login for the podcast site every 3 days because you forgot it. You wanted to check the ratings.
The funniest thing you said one time to me, you're like, this is the most back ass fucking shit away do
ass
things.
Backwards.
Ass backwards. Ass backwards. That's what you said. This was the most ass backwards thing.
We
the
were
way
recording
we did
in one file format, converting to another, emailing it over Google Drive, and then converting it back to an MP3.
So messed up.
So fucked up.
We've come a long way.
Yeah. So right. I like to thank Midwest Terps for this next joint we're about to smoke. And this one's called Strawberry Fritters. Thanks, Midwest Terps. T, you're going to honor and light this one up because we're going to keep on talking.
We have another joint after this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. G and I do.
Take a little puff.
The next one's for Mr. G and I.
Oh, good.
So we'll take a little bit of a break.
Sniff the biggest hangnail off the edge.
So T, putting us together, you guys were making fun of this so bad, but we got those first six episodes done. And they were good. They were our start. And I remember how proud I was as a dad that I was getting to do something with my son and then also his friends that I watched grow up in our house. I mean,
I just showed up one day.
Yeah, you did. True. And you've never left.
I live in the crawl space.
So we did. You can pass it back this way. And then I remember just all of a sudden one day, Paulie comes in with Shoddy.
pass it.
What are you doing over there?
Take a little taste.
Thank you, Midwest Terps. That tastes fantastic. I saved that one especially for this show.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
So
tasty.
I just remember
yummy.
You guys coming home and saying, "We're moving."
Boo.
I knew why. Pauly was going to go to the West Coast to go to college, and Shoddy was going with him. I was happy as a father to see the two of you together moving out way on the other side of the fucking plains together. And I was happy at that, but I was so disappointed because we were just getting started. And I understand. I understand why you guys go live your life, you know? And I'm proud of you, what you did. You spent, 4 years out there? And during COVID, and went through a lot of shit.
Were you there for 4 years?
Three and a half.
And then Shoddy, though, I convinced you to stay as my producer, though.
Yeah.
I did. I had to talk you into it.
And T is the tech kind of, too. T is the Google bot. Still...
I was literally walking Google
bot.
So, well, here's the crazy thing. I convinced you to stay as the producer. Then COVID hit. And we didn't do the show for 6 months. And one day, I invited T and Dav Boy over. I missed them. That you guys were gone. We hadn't played Super Smash Brothers in a while. And we were getting high. We were eating candy, having a blast. We had fucking Rosangela's pizza that night, just like we're doing now, right? And I said to these two knuckleheads, and I said, pass that over to Mr. G. I said, we've been getting 100 downloads a month on those six episodes. Will you guys just come and do the show with me again? And you're like, I miss you guys. I miss doing the show. And you and Dav Boy said, okay. I was like, damn, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And I texted you on our Weedman 420 together. And I said, hey, would you produce the show for us again? We're going to start up again. You're like, I didn't think you wanted to say yes. But I think you said yes, but how many shows are you going to do?
Yeah, because, you know, it still gets busy with regular work. We all got our regular jobs.
Break? Like 8 weeks?
No, 6 months.
Oh, shit.
6 months. We didn't do a show. And but the reason why I got excited because I probably texted you for the password to our platform, and I saw we were getting 100 downloads a month, and I got excited, really fucking excited, and we did to episode 10, and then Dav Boy had to go back to the back alleys, and just left you and I, and I was like, T, will you still be my tech? Yes. So then I called Mr. G. And I said, Mr. G, will you come and do a show with me? I need some help. I want to keep on going. And I asked another guy. He couldn't make it tonight. He's sick. Jay Cush. My first two guests on the show. Personally in the studio. And you both did two shows. Jay Cush did one show with me. And we talked about the history of ChemD, which was great. And then you did a show with me. And then I think you both did a show with me, didn't you? Or you did one each? Because it went up to show 14. I think I did Jay Cush, you, and then show 15 was me asking Mrs. Weedman to come and do a show. Because you said you couldn't commit to doing a show a week with me or a show a couple times a month, and Jay Cush couldn't do it either. So you said you'd come on.
Details are hazy.
No, I'm remembering it.
I don't remember everything.
You said I'd come. You said you would come and help
Mr.
out.
Mr. Weedman has a diary.
I just have a good memory for a stoner, burner pothead.
He said no.
You said I can help out with you.
Underline, underline, underline.
I can't commit. I said, okay. So then I was like, all right, we're up to show 14. And I was like, all right, who can I ask next? And I was stony blowing and I said, Mrs. Weed Man. And you're like, what do you want now?
Was it really episode 14?
Yeah, she came out. No, it was episode 15.
I came in at 15. 15. Yeah.
I said, can you just do one show with me? One, what do I got to do? I'm like, just listen, I'll put the whole show together for you. Don't you just have to like follow the outline? I'll send you what to do. Just put it together and let's just test it out. You're like, all right, just one. Mm-hmm. Just one.
Well, it was COVID and we weren't sure how long the lockdown was going to happen. So I'm like, one. Maybe you'll get me for a couple more, but that's it. Like, this isn't going to be a long term thing.
So, yeah. We didn't even practice. She's like, I don't need no practice. I'm just going to do it. I said,
I said that. We don't need no practice.
We don't need no practice. I got this. That's what you said. I was like, all right, let's do it. It's episode 15, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Vaguely.
Like it was yesterday.
Yeah, like it was yesterday.
Like, do you remember, like, sitting in the basement wasn't even done as a studio yet?
Right, right.
Sitting at old chairs and just crossing.
I was
one
probably
another.
Rolling my eyes, like, what do I have to do? How long is this going to take? What do I have to read? Okay, fine.
Still had the swass pillow back then.
What was the swass pillow?
The pillow on that wooden chair down here for years that held all of the swamp ass.
So, I mean, it goes to that episode 15. We get done. And I said, that was actually fucking pretty good. And you're like, yeah, it wasn't bad. I'm like, all right, let's see. Let's send it to Shoddy and see what it came out. We launched it and it went. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, will you do another one with me? Do another one with me. What episode are we on now together?
200.
Together, though.
Yeah.
185.
185.
We're at 185 doing shows together.
Yeah.
Subtract those 15 because you were not.
I did not count them.
But 185 shows we put together.
But these guys launched it. These guys got it started. Really?
Yeah.
We showed it and then we said,
you guys can come back. Do you want to come back every week? Nah. Every once in a while,
I've
like
got
special.
Nothing to give anymore. I've got no experience.
Are you okay?
I've got no weeds.
I've got nothing to give.
but you know plants. You could probably read about the plant, learn about the plant, the ins and outs of it.
I deal with enough weeds in my life. I'll get this weed.
So, but I, you guys got anything else to say?
No, but I think I'm happy with what the podcast is now. I think you both have such great conversations, and obviously it flows well. You're married, you know.
For a minute.
You don't see sometimes before the recording starts, though. There's been a couple of nights where we probably didn't want to record with one another. And we just had some words before we sit in these chairs.
Yeah. It's just regular life. There was a
Paul put a Mr. Wee Man put his head through the door one night. Remember that, Sam? I was texting you and I'm like, I'm sorry, I just put my head through the door.
Because he deleted a bunch
of files. No,
like
not
every,
just a bunch.
Every file.
Every file.
But they're back. We got them.
I'm like, slow down. There will be a solution for this problem.
I literally went to our door going into the laundry room and I pulled it and I went and I fucking just crushed it. On the other side.
You're like, really?
Oh yeah, I hit the hell out of it. You were mad too, mad as hell.
Yeah. But we came in and we flipped the switch and we acted like, hey, it's time for the show.
Smile and wait, boys.
No, you know what,
let's
get
high.
You know what helped? Ralph
weed.
Wiley's weed.
Weed is
Midwest
what helped.
As soon as we smoked, everything was all good.
We're good.
You just gotta understand, it's just sometimes when when you're trying to do your best and something happens and you fuck up and you're afraid you ruined all the work that you did. That was all the files that you, and I was like, I lost
But
it
I
all.
Got the backups.
I know.
Because if you know, have your backups. Especially
sure that's why you're the producer. Yeah.
So I was like hurt though. I was upset. Shoddy though. I
came in and saved the day.
Actually, Mrs. Weedman saved the day. She emailed Google.
You know, we're in competition. Why
are we getting played against each other?
You emailed Google. She said, don't worry about it. I got all the files on backup. You emailed Google And 5 minutes later, all the files were back. I was right. like, you're like, see? And you gave me a look and you walked away.
Yeah.
Because
like,
things are never.
It was the fuck you
yeah,
look.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like, things are never ever fully gone.
So you can make sense of this moment and we can fix it.
Right.
And you were in like, wah, mode. It's okay.
That's a learning lesson for UT when you're trying to delete your browsing history. It's not really gone.
Never. They can find it. They can find it.
Oh. Yeah,
well, it'd be like that. Just don't make me show you it on my phone.
Anything else?
I'm just still genuinely impressed that the ass backwardness ended up working out in the end. But, you know, a little round of applause.
It did. I owe the beginning, the middle, and probably the end one day to the four. One's not here, but to the four, and then this one, the fifth, to like just making sure that I keep on wanting to do this every day. Because there's times where you just it's not easy doing these shows.
Yeah, but even when we've had frustrating moments leading up to it, like trying to get work done, got 50,000 things to do, but we need to get down here. We've got to pull out
this
an episode.
This is the thing I look forward to every week.
So then we're like bickering, like, dinner, we gotta get dinner. Da, da, da. Like, it's chaotic sometimes. But we get down here, and like we said, we flip the switch, we smoke a little weed, and we end up having a good show, and we end up in a better place at the end of it.
Yeah, that's what I look forward to.
And you have often said, I can't wait till there's a time in my life that this could be my job.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this show. And
I want to do 4 days a
week. Whether it's 1 day a week, 4 days a week, or it's just to a point that you don't have to go to work and you can just work on advocating for cannabis. Yeah, that's what you would love to do.
220 episodes to go.
That's the key.
That'd be 420 right there.
No, that would be 440.
No.
Oh, no, it would be 420. I'm sorry. I thought we were on episode 220 for a sec.
Editing and producing
no,
is your specialty.
I'm pretty good at math, okay? I'm just a little high right now.
Leave the math to T. T the text.
Sam
the
chewed
guy.
The... I chewed a
She chewed the go pill. She didn't realize it was a swallow
Honestly,
pill.
I haven't felt anything yet, and then I took that last hit of that joint.
And now you're great. Like...
And now I'm a little high.
Yeah. It's good.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
One last thing before we go into a word from our sponsors. I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I love you all. You don't know how much I love the three of you. And
he's wearing
Dot
the
Boy.
Sunglasses because he's crying.
Oh, yeah.
He's crying.
You're welcome, Pookie. It's okay.
To stick with me as long as you've had, I mean... I just, you know,
oh, Yuki's
to do
crying.
It, right? To do it, to choice. Do it, a volunteer army. Let's just say,
volunteers is a strong word.
Volunteer,
a forced army. You were drafted, and you will stay in until he's done with you.
Exactly. Your words, not mine.
I'm on a 10-year contract for the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't get out as easy.
No, special ops.
You can't move anywhere.
Yeah, no.
What do they say?
Yeah.
Now's you can't leave.
I need witness protection when I go somewhere.
Now's you can't
Shackles
leave.
Tucked away.
Yeah, there's like a chain. I'm stuck to the wall.
I appreciate you, though, and I love the three of you and Dob Boy, and thank you for just keeping me motivated to do this every week, and we do it for the peeps. Around the world. And who would have thought? 147 countries, 7,400 cities around the world. Somebody's listened to this show that you produced. You helped, the four of you helped start, and now we're in the middle and finishing it. I mean, I never would have fucking believed it. And a word I thought we wouldn't even get out of fucking in this little town we're in. I thought it would just been me listening to myself.
He would too.
Yeah, at least five of those 100 listeners a week were yeah. Yeah. Man himself.
Five?
iPhone,
like 50?
No, teasing.
It's on replay all
Mike
day long.
My fucking Rodney over here. No respect. Thanks, D. So,
it's because we love you.
Yeah, it's because I can take the ball busting all the way to the end. So, Ms. Weedman.
Mr. Weedman.
We're not done yet. This is just part one of one.
Part one.
Part one of 1A. And
part
thank
1A.
You to Midwest Turfs, Ralph Wiley. You'll see the going to our sponsors. We'll catch you back in a minute.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace. We'll be right back.
And we're back from our break. And once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Midwest Terps, Ralph Wiley, and our new sponsor, Three Trees. Hell yeah. This new doinkity doink is going to be in honor of Three Trees. And I'd like to introduce now an oldie but a goodie, Mr. G.
What's up, guys? I'm glad to be back.
I'm so happy you're here for your fourth 420 episode.
200th episode. 5 millionth. What? There was another number.
How many people have listened to our show?
No.
Oh.
But there was another number that falls just on today.
Fifth year.
5 millionth year.
But you and I have partied on 420 since 2013.
Dang.
Yeah,
you
for
were
sure.
always my band that I had you play at every event that I did Skunk Buzz on.
Yes.
And the first time I saw you play, and the first time I really got to know you, was your burlesque show.
Yes.
At the barbecue joint in Pilsen.
Honky Tonks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the first time I saw you play.
That was the era, dude.
Evil, dirty, disgusting, lovely blues, just skanky as hell. And I was high, buying IPAs for everybody, and you were up there just jamming. And you had
that was
the
a
whole
fun show.
Crew there jamming.
Believe me, I know.
And I said, that's...
We were coming from an event.
Yes, we were. And we were high already.
Yeah,
and we got higher. When I walked in and saw the crew from the brewery there, and everyone started screaming, bought IPAs for everybody on the company card. And bought everybody everything and came in with fucking edibles and people went nuts. And I saw, that was the first time I actually truly saw you play. And I said, that dude up there will play for me someday. One day I will have him play somewhere for me. And that's how I got to know Mr. G.
For sure. Yeah, that tracks. That tracks. Those, dude, those were the best ones too. The ones where we like partnered up with the local brewery down the street from the spot we had the burlesque shows at. And if... now that this is a video podcast, please don't picture me doing burlesque. We're in the band. I fully closed every... So it was the band. We did not allow any shenanigans that way. But we were essentially the house band for a burlesque and vaudeville show that happened at the Honky Tonk Barbecue. I was thinking about that place the other day, man. The scene's different now and everything. That just happens everywhere you go, you know? But that was like the epicenter of like the best right there was like exactly what Mr. Weedman is describing.
Those were good years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was our 40s.
From 2013 to right before COVID, 2020 was some of the funnest times in music for me, in beer for me, in weed for me, and people and new friends and family members that I met from all over the world. That time in my life where I got to enjoy things that we were doing, oh my gosh! Like it was a different time. People were having fun before COVID. It was like it was good, you know. Music was hot. The brewery we worked for was hot. We would walk into places and just weed was everywhere, beer was everywhere, and music was everywhere. Thank you, Three Trees.
I have noticed two things being a bar musician after COVID, post COVID. One is a lot less people are out.
Mm-hmm.
There is still enthusiasm for live music, which is great. But yeah, there's like what?
Supreme Diesel. That's what we're smoking. Oh, you're gonna be ripped. Three Trees, baby.
Oh yeah, because I'm not yet.
But you're right.
Yummy.
It hasn't been the same.
And then the other thing, working in the service industry still and sort of being around that world, like the perks. Like we lived in a world of perks at that time. Like
so many
the
perks.
We built a world off of perks. So like you could have a side hustle off of the perks.
So many side hustle perks.
Of working in a particular cool business, right?
Yeah.
And then we worked in another cool business together. The
weed business.
The legal side, right, or whatever you want to, the dispensary behind the paywall, Illinois cannabis.
Yeah.
And the perks were like,
they didn't know yet. They didn't know about perks. The beer industry has been around, the legal beer industry has been around for a very long time. So there's a lot of perks. A lot of people are spending their money on getting their business started and don't have to don't have really. There's some perks now. I've seen it, but it's getting there. But it's not like the beer industry or the liquor industry perks yet.
Sure, but I don't know if those are still. I mean, maybe in some. I don't know.
There's some capacity.
Everybody's like tight.
Everywhere I work, which is like 9 places because I'm a musician, which means I don't make any money. So I have to have like tons of side hustles. Like all that shit that you used to do would come with perks. And that was a good part of it. If you worked one night a week at this restaurant, you kind of drank there for a little cheaper, free or whatever. And it just seems like a lot of that stuff is just sort of like they'll show you the numbers.
Right.
And be like, look, if we feed you free shit, we'll die. And they're like, that sucks, dude. You know, like the economy's just fucked up right now.
It is. And that there's just kind of a different culture is just different. There's a different energy. I feel like when we go out, I feel like people just go out and go home. Like people don't hang out extra anymore.
And
like just, I don't know.
Right. I was out last night on the North Side on a Thursday, mm-hmm. and it was packed and people out late, and that felt good.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood was bumping. So there is still that. And every once in a while, I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure.
But, makes you feel good.
But
right?
Also, here, I will say this, winter this year sucked. A lot of people were indoors this winter. I remember last summer, things started picking up a little bit. People were going out more. This winter, I think people were just miserable. All I heard was, God, it's fucking January. It's like dark, 4 o'clock, the sun's going down. And I think a lot of people were just like depressed.
Yeah.
But that first spark of warm weather we're getting right now, like people know spring's coming.
Yes.
Tulips are out right now, you know? So people are knowing spring has arrived. The flowers are blooming. There's fresh pollen in the air. The sun's going down at like 7:45 now. People are now in Chicago are coming back alive.
Well, that's exactly right. I was just going to say, like, you're speaking to me as like we're opening the hatch into the good parts of the year in the
Midwest.
Vitamin
D's coming back. The eclipse just happened and people are like, we're alive. But then some people saw the full ring and they only have 7 days to actually probably 4 days now. That ring is coming after them, I heard.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember the movie The Ring?
Not 3 days, I guess.
That was 3 days? So you saw the full eclipse. You saw that full ring. You got 3 days left. Make it worth your while.
Holy shit. What did we just smoke? 3 trees? Dang.
Yeah, Supreme true. We got to astrology quick.
Diesel. Supreme Diesel.
And my eyes just got so heavy.
Like, 3 trees.
Yeah, dude. Aries eclipse for real.
I mean,
with Mercury in retrograde.
Between the two we smoked before, we're on the triple banger right now.
Yeah, this is like layered. We are stacked. We're 3 trees deep.
So, you've been playing in a band for a very long time.
Yep.
You play at a place called Fitzpatrick's.
Fitzgerald's,
thank you.
The other one.
Yes, the other one.
That one too. That's one of the other
cousins.
9.
Yes. Over on Roosevelt and in Berwyn.
Yep.
Berwyn, right? Yep. On Roosevelt. I've been there many a time, seen many bands there. And great place. You do a Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch.
And what is the band called?
That one's called the Lawrence Peters Outfit.
Yes.
Old school honky tonk. Delivered old schooly.
Mm-hmm.
So
you guys have some fun on stage too, because we've seen We saw you at the Hideout. You have some fun.
And you have a following.
You bust his balls. It's kind of
We fuck with each other. We've known each other for a long time. And Lawrence is a fucking legend, dude. Like he's the dude. He's been everywhere. He's one of them cats you spot in like old pictures of Chicago, where you're like, wait, is that fucking Lawrence? Like
it's
with
him.
Eddie Vedder playing at like a tiny bar or some shit, you know.
Mm.
How long have you been playing with him?
2008, 2009, maybe.
That's a good
15
run.
15 years.
That's a good run. Yeah. And you play every Sunday.
That one's
Sunday?
Once a month.
Once
but,
a month. Okay.
We do honky tonk brunch every Sunday, but it's like a rotation of bands.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. But
we've
been playing
old
there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, been a minute.
And then your
Patty is opening back up too, which is always helpful for everybody.
Yeah. And then you guys play regularly at the Hideout, legendary music venue in Chicago. If you've never been there, you need to go check it out. It's amazing.
You have a big event coming up, or the Hideout maybe has a big event coming up.
Yes. Oh, God, on 420, which is funny because I'm like,
how many stoner events are there. I'm about to pitch one that's not, but it's cool. It's really fucking cool. So in Chicago, WLS, the old broadcast, you know, conglomerate, I guess, whatever, had the thing called the Barn Dance, the WLS Barn Dance, right? And it's turning 100 this year.
Cool.
And there's a whole production behind this thing. Like, I thought it was just a gig. I got an email that was like, hey, do you want to play in this 100-year anniversary? I was like, sure. And it's like, it's theater. And essentially, we're working towards an hour, just like the old show, of the old Chicago Barn Dance with a house band of, like, some of Chicago's country and just really just great musicians that I get to play with in this house band.
How exciting.
With various local celebrity singers, sort of. So Andrew Sah, who's like the king of cosmic country right now. Kelly Hogan, legend in Chicago, has played with Mavis Staples and the Decemberists and Nico Case, and just this really great group. Macy Stewart from Phenom. So there's just like this really cool representation of Chicago music at this moment, recreating some older stuff to pay homage to the WLS Barn Dance.
And that's
we're
awesome.
Gonna record it. We're trying to do a tight hour to be recorded and broadcast later on something.
Very cool.
In Chicago.
Amazing.
That's exciting. Yeah. And that's on 420.
It's on 420.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's a dispensary down the street, and it's going to look cool and be cool and sound cool.
That's right. Where we go,
so
then.
Go grab a joint and walk your way over.
So here's what.
Enjoy.
We were looking for something to do on 420.
Yeah, we were.
We have two events we're going to be at on 420, doing a pop-up. And Mrs. Weedman's going to be featuring her Eight Decades stuff and having a lot of fun. So, and we have two that day, and then we were looking for a place to go.
And then we decided, like, let's not vend. Let's not go set up anywhere. Let's go to something and just attend and enjoy it.
I'll bring my briefcase and some weed, and I'll just stuff joints for people.
That's
how about that?
Kind of a
it's
thing,
a 420 party.
I think it kind of, I mean, it never
it
does.
It could happen. I mean,
it never hurts to be like, there is a dude here
that has a briefcase full of weed.
Maybe rolled up like a CIA agent.
He's got a hat on. He doesn't look
Maybe I should wear the costume for that.
No, maybe you'd stand out a little too much.
That might be a bit much.
Yeah. For the 100-year-old barn dance, and then in comes Mr. Weedman.
So if I wear cowboy boots in the costume, is that cool? Not combat boots? I can wear cowboy boots?
with the cargo shorts? The camouflage cargo shorts? Yeah.
No, jean shorts.
Can the boots be white?
And a little bolo tie, and like
or green, like green rattlesnake,
big belt button.
Yeah. Shawnee, she said, bring the costume back out, right?
I think you could rebrand right here.
I know, off shorts.
I got the briefcase.
The South is starting to legalize. You know, they're like doing the thing. You gotta branch out. Yeah, roll down there to weed, man.
Little piece of straw hanging out of your mouth.
No, a weed leaf out of my mouth. Come on,
yeah, just this big ass stump.
This city weed man, there's Western weed. There's a weed man in everybody out there. I'm not the only one. There's thousands of us around this country and around this world. There's millions of weed men and weed men around this world. I've said it how many times on the show? The only one. So
you're just this weed man.
I'm just this weed man. There's many others, and I will not be the first, and I will not be the last. I'm just stuck right in the middle. Mr. G.
Yes, sir.
So that sounds great. And you're going to play some songs for us, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not right this minute, but I appreciate the hell out of you coming on for 4 years.
Yeah, dude.
And anything else you want to say?
No, man. Thank you for involving me. And both of you guys, all you guys, for having this as a platform. I get to come on here every 420 and talk about weed and music. And we've talked about a lot of cool shit, jazz and racism, because that's kind of the two things that made weed music to this day, from old school jazz to hip hop to whatever weed music is now. Dude, this is a really cool little, not little at all, like a really cool achievement.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
So thanks for involving me.
Thank appreciate you for being you. Part of it.
I appreciate you singing Viper every year.
Oh,
it's yes, amazing. Indeed.
I appreciate Grit and the Double Knit coming to all the skunk bus parties we threw from 2013 to 2019. Shoddy, you went to one. You made it. That was an 8 stopper too. That was a long one.
Which one? Where? There was a couple, because there was a couple we played. Maybe at Lagunitas?
No.
With the Never one?
Never. You played at Brixie's.
It's always Brixie's, yep. And then Brixie's upstairs.
Yeah, oh my gosh. The big that, party. That one. Whew. That was the one that went down in history.
That was 400. That was 300.
That one was wild. Yeah. And so what's fun right now, a nice just recrossing of those streams is, as I was saying, like it's like there's less people out drinking, mm-hmm. it seems, right? We talked about this last year. With the
High Focus media.
High Focus, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, and I've looked at entertainment through that lens lately, and I see like around where we live, which is the outskirts of the city and kind of far from the hip shit, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. The target demographic for entertainment around here is like 35 and up. Mm-hmm. Just is. The kids are like, we go up north when there's cool stuff to do, and we have phones when there's not. We don't have to have a bar here that we go to, mm-hmm, kind of thing. So what I'm noticing, and Grit and the Double Knit has delved back into this world, cannabis-friendly events are a fun fucking party that there are a whole diverse, like way different than a bar crowd, mm-hmm, right? And so we're doing the, what are those called? On the at the Blue Island Brew,
May
Blue Island Beer Company,
May 19th,
May 19th. Mm-hmm. It's the comedy event. What fuck? What is it?
What
called?
Is the name of it?
Chad the Bird.
It's with Chad the Bird, mm-hmm, right? Yep. Yeah, it's essentially similar to what the Paper Machete does up north at the Green, at the legendary, uh-huh, Green Mill, mm-hmm, but and I think with some of the same people, but down in Blue Island, at a cannabis friendly event. And we became that. We got asked to be the house band for that.
Nice.
For the time being. So those are fun. That was, man. Don't think I've ever played higher. And I play here every 420. But like there was an out-of-body experience happening on that stage where somebody goes, start singing. Because all we were, it was a little vague as to what we were supposed to do. We had a different production schedule than what everyone else had there. So we were like, we're playing for like 20 minutes. It's just instrumental. And then we played for 20 minutes instrumental. And we're like, all right, we're good. And the producer dude was like, no, like you got 20 more minutes.
Oh, no.
And like then another 40 later and another. And it was like, oh, shit. This is a different gig. And I'm real high.
I was there stuff enjoying.
Yeah.
For people. That was you. Was I great. Ran into you immediately. Yeah. Like, here you go. And I was like, all right, we're going to find out what's going on. This place is cool. It's cool, man. I like this. And yeah, half hour later, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in turmoil on stage in front of everybody. Because someone's like, sing one. And I'm like, oh no.
I was wondering why you played instrumental. Because I was like, where's like the True Grit and the Double Knit go?
Yeah. I thought you were more integrated with the show, like as a background, like here comes another comedian. Like that's kind of the way Alan described it. Which happens in the entertainment biz. You know, you don't always get the perfect information. There's a lot of game of telephone from, mm-hmm, who's doing the thing to who's paying the writing a check.
There you go. Well, I'll see you on May 19th for that one. That's gonna be a lot of
fun. Oh, it's gonna be dope.
So
and now that, yeah, it's gonna be super fun.
I love it. Well, thank you, brother. Thank you so much for coming on this fucking show and being a part of it and just being friends, man, and being brothers. I love it.
Hell yeah. Thanks for supporting cannabis and music.
And now a word from our sponsors. Three Trees. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show.
All right. So this is a tune by a dude named Blaze Foley from an album that was released in 1989. This is a solid stoner song, but also relevant to this year because it is called Election Day. And yeah, we'll throw this one out to the shit show that is 2024. Hey there, Miss Polly.
Please don't take my stuff. It cost me too much money and probably ain't enough to get me through election day. Didn't I hear you say it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Probably don't waive things, it's hardly worth your time. Luck's been bad, the telephone just kept my only dime. Might be a burglary. Why don't you go and see if it's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
What up, my brother, big girl? How you doing, man?
Doing good, dude. How are you?
Ready to get high with you, baby, yeah. Because it is our 420 episode, and it is our five-year anniversary here at the Weedman 420 Chronicles, and you are the third interview of our 420 special here, brother, and I am super, super stoked. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm smoking some Orange Soul with you. Tell us a little bit about this Orange Soul that I got from you, my friend.
So that one's the Orange Soul F2. The Orange Soul originally was by Tricom Jungle. Awesome dude who's been on a few times. And so I grew out a pack of that. There's a real nice looking male, a real nice looking female. And I crossed them together. And that's also going into one of my first auto creations. So I put some Pooh's Peaches to it.
Pooh's Peaches.
Yeah. And so I still have another generation or two to really stabilize that. But fantastic. Orangey, florally, but still super, super just like nice high and like just a little different than a lot of other stuff around.
Gives a nice little ring too. Nice little fucking ring around the rosy there. It's nice. Wonderful, you know. What are you smoking on?
I am smoking Fat Stinky Bulldog. It's a newer one from...
I was going to say, I haven't had that one yet.
It's a newer one from Nick, Magic Beans. We've had him on also.
Yeah?
I was lucky enough to hang with him. Shit, it was 6 months ago now, probably a little while ago, and he threw me this plant. And it is really, really good. So, we're smoking still, on that.
I'm sure he's still out there searching for that skunk of all skunk strains.
Well, I'll tell you, he doesn't need to find... this has, like, this old-school fucking gas, funk, like, everything about it just is really, really good.
It's what he likes. What he likes. So, thanks, Nick. Thanks for this, all the goodness you've been giving us, too, man. We appreciate it. But, big girl... This is our 420 episode, and this is one of many, many smoke sessions I'm having here with everybody who has been on the show before, who helped me start the show before, some new friends we've made, and I am super stoked about, first and foremost, my Gromy buddy for life, my smoke buddy for life, my friend and brother from another mother in life. But actually, there's a story behind it. I could be your somewhat of me and Mrs. Weedman could somewhat be your family from down the road somewhere from the story you told me a long time ago.
Yeah, well, name is my parents, my birth dad and my mom, have the same name as you and your wife.
That's crazy. Right, so well, somewhere around the line, we're fucking brothers for life, and it's awesome, man. And I love it, and I love our friendship. But, you know, since this is our 5-year anniversary and our 420 episode, and you and I have come a long way. You were the first grower I ever had on the show. I think it was like in the episode in the 30s or something like that. I can't even remember the number. We're 200 episodes on the We Man 420 Chronicles, and we are, you know, 50 something episodes on the Grow Hour. But, you know, and you and I have become really close friends, but how we met and how the Grow Hour got started, but how we met was a mutual friend. I was in the beer industry for a very long time, and we have a mutual friend. I used to sell beer to a distributor down south, and he was the distributor manager. I'm going to say his name if he doesn't like it. Sorry, Mo. But Mo is our mutual friend, and I sold beer down there to him, and him and I hit it off. And when him and I went out for lunch after a meeting we had, and I was talking to him about the podcast. And this is early on in the show. This was probably maybe episode 15, 16, maybe really early on, because he was asking me what we're doing. I told him about the podcast, and I told him about the We Met 420 Chronicles. And he's like, you have to meet my buddy I went to school with, my friend I grew up with, you know, knew him forever. And he said, he's a grower. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And he goes, I'll never forget this. He goes, this shit will change your life. Yeah. He goes, he'll put you in another world. I said, oh, come on. He goes, I'm telling you, his stuff is great. I said, all right. He goes, I'm going to text him right now, your number, but I'm also going to tell him to text me some pictures. So he sent me some pictures. You sent him some pictures, and he showed me. I was like, whoa. I need to become friends with that guy right there. So then he sent you, the episode of the podcast that I had sent him. And then he gave me your number, and you and I started hitting it off talking.
Yeah.
And you said, I want to send you some seeds, and any questions you ever have about growing, let me know. I was like, great. You sent me, I called it the Weed Man 420 Chronicles strain, but it's called Louis Trey, right?
Great. Lemon Louis the Great.
Lemon Louis the Great. And I tell you what, it is great. One of my favorite grows to date. And it was early on in my grow too. Like I was like, you know, and after weed went recreational here in Illinois, and you were able, medical card, were able to grow 5 plants. So it was very early in the early grow stages. And it was one of my favorite grows of all time. The monster colas, the smell, the flavor, the everything I love in weed. And it was an amazing grow. And that's when you came to me and said, hey, why don't we do an episode about growing? This was early on. And I was like, sure, come on, let's do it. And you and I, was Mrs. Weedman on that show? I can't remember. I think she was. I think she was on that show, because she was like, what am I going to do on this show? I'm like, just listen and learn. So you came on the show, and we did, I don't remember how long the show was, an hour, hour and a half show, all about just growing. It was great. It was our first episode, and you and I kind of hit it off. And then I came and visited you one time too, early on in our friendship, our early friendship days. So that's what I remember of how we first met. Can you add anything to that, or anything like Mo might have said to you, or anything like it before you and I met? You might have thought I was like, who the fuck is this fucking guy kind of thing.
No, not at all. I mean, that was – so at that time, the shop I worked in, that's basically what I did, was like help people grow. And it was one of those things, shops were closing. And it was – we were talking about it, and it was like, man, some of this information – people are going to lose a lot of this. That's going to be one of the biggest tragedies of all these shops being lost. And some of the shops weren't shit. I know that. But there were some fantastic shops out there that you got such good information. And that's where you found like local genetics. And that's where you found – there was just all kinds of stuff at them. I know some are still around, but most of them are just, you know, big chain stuff now, or order it online. But yeah, I loved it, dude. I appreciate you guys. I loved getting the information out there. I still love getting the information out there. And introducing people to everything, all the people we've introduced people to, has been awesome.
Well, the one thing that I really loved was this. So after that first show you and I had done together, we kept in touch, talked, especially on Instagram. I was sending you always photos. You were sending me photos, and we got to know each other. I came to your house and visited you one time. You got me totally fucking whooped ass baked. It was great. Yeah. But then you came and you said, hey, listen, I got two growers to maybe that want to come on your show, two breeders. I'm like, all right. And I mean, so like new into that game of like breeders and getting to know people and in the industry altogether, like West Coast breeders, you know, what Midwest. I was so new to all that. And you had said, let's get these two breeders on. And I was like, who are they? And you were like, Umami Seed Company and DVG, Dungeon Vault Genetics. And I'm like, sure, let me look them up and make sure they're cool. Like, I don't know what they do, you know, so I looked them up and saw what kind of grow they had and what they did. I was like, I remember DMing, I'm like, oh yeah, let's, what do you want to do? You're like, let's have them both on the same time and let's do like kind of like a round table discussion. And I said, that's wonderful. It's a great idea. So let me try to put something together on an outline. And you did all the work of getting them committed, getting them a date and a time. And I remember Mrs. Weedman again going, why am I going to be a part of this? I'm like, to live and learn, come on the show. It's not, this is before the grow hour, everybody. We didn't even have a show yet. This was just Big Earl introducing me some people in the industry and saying, hey, we did the grow show. Let's talk about breeding. Let's talk about what these, you guys are some really good breeders and growers in the industry. They're well respected. I was like, oh. And I think I only did like two interviews to date. One was with you and one was with a person who was incarcerated for a low level cannabis crime, nonviolent, for 17 years. And so that was the only interviews I had ever done. We were early in this game. I think it was like episode maybe like 30 or 30. I can't even remember, man. It was like early in my podcasting, not knowing ever interviewing, just doing the show with Mrs. Weedman and I, and really like not knowing things. Oh, I had one more guest on too, is what I did it with the original crew with Pauly, Shoddy, Dav Boy, T. We had one interview on too, and that was god awful because we didn't have the right equipment. He was good. We did not know what the fuck we were doing. So that was like third, fourth interview. But to interview two people at the same time and do a round, you and I got on, and we were using Skype back then too. And it was fucking horrible using Skype to do a podcast. Let me tell you, I didn't know any better until we jumped on the new platform we've been using now for over a year now, which has been wonderful. But it was a Skype interview. It was terrible. The quality was brutal. But it wound up being almost a 3-hour smoke sesh. Remember that?
Yeah, the one with Umami and DVG.
Yes. Yeah. That was like almost 3 hours, 2 hours and 40 something minutes.
Yeah, that's wild.
2 hours and 40 something minutes. It was crazy. So that, I want to thank you for that. If you go back and listen to that episode, everybody, it was really good. But to where we started the grow hour, right? And now you came at me. We have like a cool dope logo. We're at episode 52 we just did. And all the guests we've had on and all the people we've had on. And I want to say Earl, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, the grow hour and all the people that you've known and gotten to know and met and been proactive to get them to come on the show, helping putting the outlines together. I adore our fucking Sunday. I live for our Sunday practice, and it's not really even a practice. It's just you and I getting baked and just bullshitting. Yeah.
Talking about,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I forgot to do all week. Like, oh, shit. Let's pull this together real quick.
But we get it done.
Yeah.
We both are busy. I mean, we're both busy. We have wives. We have living. We say that first. We have wives. We make a living. I do two shows. You do the show with you. You know, you also do some other shows with Terp and other shows you've been invited to too. So you're a busy man, you know, but to help in what you've done and how far we've come in just over a year with the grow hour and who we've had on. I want to thank you because I couldn't have done it without you.
Absolutely, man. Thank you too. It's ditto. It's been a ton of fun. It's been really cool being able to offer some people that deserve voices. And like, cause we've talked about it. Instagram is where so much of the industry hangs out, but it's so censored. And so being able to offer that and even just learning so much, honestly, has been so much fun because
yes,
I think we kind of hit that barrier and we talked about it where we were like, okay, we went through an entire growth cycle. How do we get any more specific? Like we need to start bringing people in to get more specific about some of this stuff. And then it kind of like, I don't know, the gears kind of turned on that. And now we have a guest on like 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 shows, I feel like.
Yeah. We went from doing what was supposed to be once a month to 4 shows a month sometimes. We did like crazy, like December, like November, December was crazy for us. We had like guests coming on like crazy because no one had crops going. So we were able to get everybody. Just get them. Okay, cool. We got you. Get on. I mean, you take it because we were supposed to have somebody on the other day and they had something wrong with their garden. They had to go take, hey, I get it. And we'll reschedule. You know, it's their living, you know? So, but I owe a lot of the show to you, man. So we got a minute left. And tell us what you got coming down the pipe, breeding wise, pheno hunting wise, and then tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, man, down the pipe, I'm still working. I made so many seeds these last couple of years, and now I'm like, man, I should probably like look through and hunt through some of these. So I'm gonna be going through the whole Uncle Loomps line. I got a lot of it already hunted out. That'll be coming out soon. The Uncle Loomps Packy headband line, the whole Peach Stank line. That's almost all done. Also just a couple more strains I got going, should be done with all that here soon. I'm pretty much just on Instagram. I have like a Discord and everything too, but if you go on my Instagram, my link tree is all linked up on there and you can find everything.
Yeah. Go to his Discord. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. If you want to learn, go to his Discord.
And it's thatregalbeagle@gmail.com. If you don't have an Instagram, thatregalbeagle. But yeah, dude, I appreciate you. It's been a lot of fun.
What's your Instagram again? One more time.
I am the Regal Beagle.
Yeah,
be inspired. You know, we just have fun, dude. Have a ton of fun shit. We've been doing a lot of fun stuff with tissue culture, and we've been able to do a lot of different like preservations and hold on to a lot more genetics here recently. So we're definitely about to start having a lot of fun with that.
Nice. And if you want to talk weed questions, take a reach out to Big Earl. Also, his nutrient line, it's fantastic. It's my second grow with it. Bam, man, they grow quick when you put that nutrient line in there. Woo, it's great stuff. So check him out, Big Earl. I love you with all my heart, man. Happy 420. Thank you for being a part of this for the last 5 years, man. I love you, brother. Give your wife a big hug. Give those three lovely dogs of yours big fat licks for me, and I appreciate you. Anything else before we go?
No, thanks, man.
No. I appreciate you. Love you, brother.
Love you, bud.
Right, this one's for all the Vipers out there. Song that launched the Weed Man Revolution.
Yeah!
you're a viper.
What's up, all you vipers out there? Mr. Weedman here with Mr. G and Mrs. Weedman and Shoddy the producer.
Hello.
For the final smoke sesh of the show. And we are smoking some Supreme Diesel. And while we smoke and get baked, we are going to read the Waldo story. Thanks, Mr. G.
I think I'm going to have one more hit.
In honor of the Waldos.
Delicious.
The creator of 420. I'm going to read their comic book. San Francisco Bay Area, 1971. The hippies are coming down from the summer of love. There's a scene still happening at Hyatt Ashbury. And the Grateful Dead, with their merry pranksters, spread their music and Northern California lifestyle across the entire country. Just over the Golden Gate and through the Rainbow Tunnel, in the same year, there's a fire at the San Rafael Courthouse. While this is totally unrelated to the following story, the two have something in common. Lots of smoke. Dogtown, population 31, elevation 180. Hyatt Ashbury, back in the day. Not far from Hamlet of Lagunitas, in a small Northern California town, a group of five students sit on a wall at their school. Not unusual. The Waldos. The Wall. Zoit. One day, the unusual happened. The Waldos were given a treasure map that supposedly led to a secret garden in the hills of West Marin, a field of marijuana abandoned and left for the taking. School got out at 3 p.m. and football practice took about an hour. So the Waldos plan to meet at 4:20. The time, remember, the time, not the date. Near the statue of Louis Pasteur to smoke and search for the treasure. Far fact, Louis Pasteur was a French biologist-chemist renowned for his discoveries of the principles of vaccination and, ironically, microbial fermentation and pasteurization. Without him, there'd be no beer. Whoa. It would not exist. So thank you, Louis Pasteur, and you had him on your school property. Thanks. The hunt begins. The Waldos met that day at 4:20. Piled into their 66 Impala and headed out in search for their hidden treasure. Luckily, they bought some smoke of their own. From that day on, they would meet each other in the hallways and say, 420 Louis, a code that eventually shortened to 420, signaling to their smoking and treasure hunting rendezvous. 420 Louis, 420 Louis, 420, 420 wasn't a secret no more because everybody started to hang out by the statue and yell out 420. Through the 70s and 80s, the term 420 spread around the small North Cal community and neighbors of Hyatt Ashbury scene, like a duchy from the left-hand side, the term phrased across the country, mostly thanks to the Deadheads and other traveling bands of stray dogs and misfits. Far-out fallacies like a game of telephone, the origin of the term got hazy. Some thought it was the police code for busting folks smoking marijuana, and others attributed it to Bob Dylan's track. Some even linked it to Bob Marley. Died, but he actually died on May 11th, WTF. When the Waldos would travel, they couldn't believe where they find it and how much more simple the code had evolved and spread. In 2011, 40 years after the first 420 meeting, the folks of Lagunitas called up the Waldos to see if they could brew a beer together in honor of the origins of 420. The Waldos agreed, and they all traveled to Petaluma to brew the first batch of the Waldo Special Ale, the dankest and hoppiest beer ever brewed by the Lagunitas Brewing Company. Hops are the coolest living things. Trichomes, just like we smoke in the plant. While the secret garden was never found, the Waldos still get together every year to smoke a J by the Louis Pasteur statue. The Waldo Spectacular was brewed by two men in the Lagunitas Brewing Company. The Waldos, don't forget, the starters of 420. Mrs. Weedman?
Mr. Weedman.
That's the end of part one of our 420 50-year episode, 200th episode.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say before we go?
That's a fantastic story, and I think that there's a lot of people that are going to be like, oh, that's a cool story. Yep. I didn't know that.
Very cool story. Yeah. And you know what I'm excited about?
What?
You smoked on the episode.
I did. I hope I don't suffer for it tomorrow because it was really great.
Hey, everybody out there in the world, we love you. Part one, Shoddy, thank you. Yeah. Mr. G.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you, Polly T. Thank you so much. Yuki, the mascot of the show, we thank you. We love you all out there. As Polly always says, smoke smart. Puff, puff, and away.
Puff, puff, pass.
Check out our cannabis lifestyle brand online at 8decades.com. Our custom smokes and accessories are perfect for your coffee table, bedroom nightstand, or kitchen counter. They're designed for you to show them off. The canna community is also loving our hemp and cotton blend t-shirts, sweatshirts, scarves, and hats, finished off with our 8decades logo. We've got some awesome, long-lasting goods that will be your favorite for years to come. 8 decades, because a 9th decade of cannabis prohibition isn't acceptable.